I'm just going to use the Yud He Shin Vowel He chant.
Yun, hey, shin,
Shin Vowel Yun Aim Shin Now I'm going to use a Latin chant, which again, if you get it, you're welcome to join in with me. It's a slightly amended Christian chant. It's Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyria eleison. It means Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lady have mercy. I'll explain it later. Kyrie eleison, Christi eleison, Kyria eleison. 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 Kyrie eleison, Christi eleison. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. 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 Christi eleison. Kyrie eleison. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lady, have mercy. Sean's now going to read us a poem that's come out of his work yesterday.
Two.
Great. Read both. Read, lovely.
The first poem relates to the sharing part of what we did yesterday. I generally write as a therapeutic way of understanding what's happening to me. And The reason I'm going to read it, basically, is because Becky challenged me to read it. It's her fault. But I can share the blame with Rob, his image of surfing and waves and the beach set up a metaphor around my mind for what I wanted to express. It's called Me, the Sea. Upon the strand of sand, I watched the beaching of the waves in motion, an urgent repetition of the same question, ever reaching for whatever meaning was brought up deep from ocean's floor, only to expire in foam and lathered fret, and seep back, trickling to its source, unmet. And then within me a surge of escalating emotion surfed, charged by the curving, cresting manes of seahorses crashed in jumbled confusion, all power spent. The sounding of a groaning, grinding gnash of pebble fury, grounded as the waters wept. The second poem is called Laying Waste to Rest, and it's my take on yesterday's exploration of the wasteland. And incidentally, it also relates to a drawing that Marcella was doodling away on, which I kept glancing at during the day, which reminded me of Paul Nash's paintings, both of his experience in the First World War, the trenches and so on, and his obsession with the Whitnam Tumps, the mound, the earth mound with the trees on top. Mm. And how he repeatedly went back to that for expiation, confession, resolution, I don't know. Laying waste to rest. In the wastelands created by a great war's savage rage, trenches slit the ground wide open, and shells shocked it, shivered it asunder, where dedicated groves of ragged trees marked out a map as sacrificial slaughter. Back home, the eerie country pastoral was backlit by the season's sun as we walked past a memory that's left of where a clump of trees clung atop a tump, an earthen mound, a pregnant womb, where this great prisoner lies entombed. Our withered hopes were not recalled, but got contained in that great silence roar for experience that was unspeakable, for reasons ever more unknowable, for aspirations never now believable. Yet there remained a spark that lit the sky.
Beautiful, thank you. So just close your eyes, all of you, and just feel the resonance of the chant, and in particular the resonance of those two poems. The sea and the beach, the deeps of the sea and the sea foam, the surging and ebbing of the tide, the wasteland of the Somme and the mysterious mound. Letting those images echo in you. Coming into the center of your experience. Feeling the longing of the heart for mercy, for love, for healing, for resolution, for expiation and confession. The longing of the heart to be met in the night, to be held, and not let go. Be again at the edge of the wood, at the liminal space. The wood that is between the worlds. The wood where the mysterious mound is found, where the great prisoner sleeps and wakes and dreams. Remembering the song of the prisoner that sounds through all worlds. That is the song of the Tao, the song of silence. Feeling the longing of the heart and crying out to the white heart, the guide and companion, the mysterious mercurial being. Who helps us bridge together the mysteries of the Grail and the mysteries of the wasteland. Spiraling into the mysteries of the wood that are also the mysteries of Anuven, that are the mysteries of the deep sea, the mysteries of the place that is not a place. Letting the heart be our guide, letting the song of the tower, the song of the silence in our hearts, guide us. Step by step into the mystery, into the unknown. Giving ourselves into the hands of the heart. This loving and wild being. so that we are brought to the crossroads. Place of the crucifixion of the merciful Mebon, the place where we make the pact, signed in our own heart blood, the place where all roads come together. All opposites unite. Crossroads that is also the mound, the house of mystery, where the four roads and the circle are become one, where the depth and the height become one, where past and future time become one in present time. I'm just taking a little time to ground your experience in words, or actually have pastels here and paper as well if you want to do it that way.
I forgot to put out earlier, so sorry.
I'll put some paper and pastels.
If you'd rather record your experience
in image, you can do that also.
Where's the tissue?
The other side, yeah, the other side of that.